All right, so we continue with the Cyber Resilience Act. And Fukami, Michael and me will tell you in the next 20 minutes something about our learnings from the regulatory process, and we will go through some wild slides with you and show you what we learned in the basically last 1-2 years on this, and what we or how we can reuse this information for upcoming files, upcoming legislation that is of importance for us. We do a bit of like karaoke here and start with the very first wild slide. And I mean, it's important for you to know whatever you see here. So this is sort of like downscale to make it understandable for you. So it's a bit more complex in reality, basically transformed into a policy debate, one could say. So it gets a bit more concrete. We start to talk about clear text. So we get a proposal. We discuss this proposal, we get wording, and we can discuss wording, we can discuss commas, we can move text up and down. And with this, we basically start, and this is important for us, a process in the institutions, and come up then at one point with something like what we call now the Cyber Resilience Act, so a file which needs to be then implemented in a certain time, let's say 2 years. And this is basically the very interesting part. So this is basically where we are now. So we are we got out of this heated part here in the middle, and now have a text here in the blue part, and now we start with implementing all of this. And this means we read the text again and try to understand what we really do with this. So, and that's the fun part, since there are, I mean, we already had some insights, but also many open questions, and these open questions will remain for a certain time, basically until we finish the implementation, and then we will still figure out that there are still issues, and this is then the evaluation, and then we start again. So, and with this, I'm going to hand over to Fukami to give you the next fun slide.
So, that is not meant to overwhelm you. That is just, the main idea of that talk was to talk about what do you need to understand complex things and what helped us to navigate this, and what that whole thing is here, where is it? Ah, yeah. So what I did was I went through all of the dossiers that I kind of came across, mostly from questions from our